Description of a lost thing. It never had a name, nor do I remember how I found it. I carried it in my pocket like a lost button, except it wasn't a button. Horror movies, all-night cafeterias, dark barrooms and pool halls on rain-slicked streets. It led a quiet, unremarkable existence like a shadow in a dream, an angel on a pin, and then it vanished. The years passed with their row of nameless stations, till somebody told me, "This is it." And fool that I was, I got off on an empty platform with no town in sight. Self-portrait in bed. For imaginary visitors, I had a chair made of cane I found in the trash. There was a hole where its seat was, and its legs were wobbly, but it still gave a dignified appearance. I myself never sat in it, though. With the help of a pillow, one could do that carefully, with knees drawn together, the way she did once, leaning back to laugh at her discomfort. The lamp on the night table did what it could to bestow an air of mystery to the room. There was a mirror, too, that made everything waver as in a fishbowl if I happened to look that way. Red-nosed, about to sneeze, with a thick wool cap pulled over my ears, reading some Russian in bed, worrying about my soul, I'm sure. To dreams. I'm still living at all the old addresses, wearing dark glasses even indoors, on the hush-hush sharing my bed with phantoms, visiting the kitchen after midnight to check the faucet. I'm late for school, and when I get there, no one seems to recognize me. I sit dezoned, sequestered, and withdrawn. These small shops open only at night, where I make my unobtrusive purchases. These backdoor movie houses in seedy neighborhoods, still showing grainy films of my life. The hero, always full of extravagant hope, losing it all in the end, whatever it was. They're walking out into the cold, disbelieving light, waiting close-lipped at the exit. Used bookstore. Lovers hold hands in never-opened novels. Page with a recipe for cucumber soup is missing. A dead man writes of his happy childhood on a farm, of riding in a balloon over Lake Erie. A sudden draft shuts his book in my hand. But a philosopher asks, how is it possible to maintain the theologically orthodox doctrine of eternal punishment of the damned? Let's see. There may be sand among the pages of a travel guide to Egypt, or even a dead flea that once bit the ass of the mysterious Abigail who scribbled her name teasingly with an eye pencil. In the planetarium. Never yet equaled widescreen blockbuster that grew more and more muddled after a spectacular opening shot. The pace, even for the most patient, killingly slow despite the promise of a show-stopping, eye-popping ending, the sudden shriveling of the whole to its teensy starting point, erasing all, including this bag of popcorn we are sharing. Yes, an intriguing but finally irritating puzzle, with no answer forthcoming tonight from the large cast of stars and galaxies, in what may be called a prodigious expenditure of time, money, and talent. "Let's get the fuck out of here," I said, just as her upraised eyes grew moist and she confided to me much too loudly, "I have never seen anything so beautiful."